Good morning and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Sectional final going to be this evening. Going to be three games played today. We'll mention earlier this week on Thursday, the 25th. We'll mention it with Central Catholic Knights going against Attica. Central Catholic got the win 13-0. In the second game on Thursday, that was a 7:30 start, North Vermilion went against Covington. Covington got the win 12-2. We'll mention the first game here today at 11 a.m. going to feature game one winner versus game two winner. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights will be the visiting team. They're 19-11 on the season. They'll go against Covington. They'll go against the Covington Trojans at 14-10-1. That game's going to happen here in a few minutes. 10:51 on the wristwatch. They'll begin about 11 a.m. Second game today is going to happen at 1 p.m. thereabouts. 1 o'clock game, it'll be Riverton Park at 14-11-1. They'll go against Fountain Central. Fountain Central, the Mustangs, are 9-16. That game will start about 1 p.m. Both winners today in the first two games will play this evening. They'll play the 29th this day on Memorial Day. They'll play at 7:30 p.m., and that'll be for the championship game, and that will determine the sectional champion. We'll mention the sectional champion will play against sectional number 53 winner. That's at Tri-County High School. That's going to be one regional game. That'll happen on Saturday, June 3rd. And the two teams will be sectional 53 winner versus sectional 54 winner. So they're introducing the lineups on the court right now. I should say on the field, baseball, football, basketball. We will mention a lot of baseball happening today in the state of Indiana. IHSAA. If they're not playing the championship, then they're playing a couple of games prior to, just like today here at Central Catholic High School, Gordon Lemming Field, as they announced the starters for Covington. Central Catholic will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They are at the top of the bracket. We'll see what happens in the evening game. We'll mention Covington or Central Catholic may or may not be the visiting team. We'll find out. That'll be a little bit later. So they're getting ready to mention. I'm going to mention the national anthem. We'll set this down.
Let the dawn early light, what so proudly we hailed, at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars, whose perilous fight, where the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly seen. In the rising, there comes a singing, it flew through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, save the death of Star Spangled, and let it rain, for the land and the and the hope of the
grave. So they're getting ready for some baseball. Knight's going to take the field. Going to play defensively first. Knight. Going to pitch to the Covington Trojans. We're missing on the pitcher's mound today for Central Catholic. We'll double check here. It's going to be on the hill for Central Catholic. That'll be Keaton Brooks. Join the pitching here for Covington. Covington Trojans will start Dane Gerling. Dane Gerling wears number 23. He'll do the pitching. The catcher is going to be number 15, Sean Martin. At first base, number 26, Tanner Schaefer. At second base, number 4, Kyvan Hill. At shortstop, number 9, Aiden Rangel. At third base, number 28, Connor Wynn. In left field, number 25, Shea Springer. In center field, number 2, Cian Moore. We'll take that. We'll check that. We'll mention in center field. It's going to be Cian. It's pronounced Cian. That's C-I-A-N. Cian Moore in center field, number 2. And in right field, number 5, Conlon Moore. We'll mention a little bit about Dane Gerling. Dane Gerling, starting pitcher for Covington. Dane Gerling wears number 23. He's got 50 and a third innings under his belt thus far this season. He's got an ERA of 2.23. This is appearance number 10. We're making a win-loss record. He's got 5 wins, 4 losses. He has given up 42 hits on the season. He's given up 30 runs. 16 of those runs were earned. He has walked 17. He has struck out 58. He has faced 224 batters along the way. They're going to throw it down second base. Getting ready for baseball, 10:56 on the wristwatch. Going to step in for Central Catholic. We'll mention their lineup. Batting first, number 20, Caden Minnick. He'll be the DA till back four of the pitcher. Keaton Brooks. Batting second, 24, Evan Dienhart. He'll play shortstop. Batting third, number 7, Ryan Schumer. He'll do the catching. Batting fourth, number 18, TJ Bell. He'll play first base. Batting fifth, number 3, Jackson Kane. He'll play left field. Batting sixth, number 14, Tyler Fox. He'll play right field. Batting seventh, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. He'll play second base. First pitch in the ballgame, 10 minutes outside of ball. Batting eighth for the Knights, number 33, Brent Robbins. He'll play center field. Batting ninth, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. He'll play third base, second pitch. Inside, a bit tall, and you're going to call it a strike. Oh, boy. So one ball, one strike. Working from the windup. Dane Gerling, here comes the pitch. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Count goes one ball, two strikes. First batter of the ball game, Caden Minnick. He'll step back in. They're playing him to pull just a little bit. Center field going to move over towards the center. Here comes the 1-2 to Minnick. High and away, ball 2. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Caden Minnick, left-handed batter, facing the righty. Dane Gerling, here comes a 2-2. Swing and a miss. Still goes down swinging. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. Knight's going to send you the plate. Number 24. That's Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart, right-handed batter. Looking at signals. Coach Bournet gives him a hand clap. He steps in. Evan Dienhart, senior class member. Bit of an open stance. Working from the windup once again is Dane Gerling for the Trojans. Here comes first pitch to Dienhart. Outside edge, knee high, called strike. No balls, one strike. Beautiful day for baseball. Supposed to get up to 86 degrees today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2 to Evan Dienhart. On deck is Ryan Schumer for the Knights. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Outside of ball. Evan Dienhart watching that one all the way. He's outside severely. Kemp goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Over the glove. Dane Gerling, here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch, going to foul it back out of play. 11 a.m. straight up on the wristwatch. That's an AT&T Wristwatch. You're listening to this ball game via AT&T cellular phone. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 again. In a short hop to glove. Good block by the catcher, Sean Martin. Count goes even at 2-2. Evan Genehart, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He'll step in. 2-2 count. There's one out. We're in the top of the first inning. Knights are the visiting team. Here comes the pitch from Gurley. Swung on. He'll give it a ride. It'll be foul territory, left side. Just out of play. Give it a good look. That's Shea Springer in left field. Shea Springer almost had room enough to reach over the 4-foot foul fence. Just a long foul ball. Count remains 2-2 to Genehart. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Short off the glove once again. Good block. Sean Martin. Count goes full with Genehart. 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes. There's one out. Here comes the wind and the 3-2 pitch. The short off the glove, going to get by the catcher. Evan Genehart going to jog down to first base. Evan Genehart on the season going to pick up walk number 27. 27 walks on the season for Evan Genehart. He's at first base now. So stepping in, going to be the left-handed batting, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer looking at signals. Coach Bordenay at third base. Not a lot of signals given. Pretty good lead there at first base for Genehart. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the first pitch. No B pickoff move. Nonchalant back in there head first. With no problem is Genehart. Probably about a C-plus or a B-minus type of move. Not everything right there from Dane Gurley. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Checks first, now the set. Here comes the first pitch to Schumer. He's going to drive one, going to drop in. We'll see if it's going to drop in. Going to come in, make the catch. Nice catch by Shea Springer, the left fielder. A lot of folks might have thought that'd be a center fielder type of catch. But Kean Moore gives way to Shea Springer for out number two. Thought that might drop in, had a little bit extra air underneath it. So T.J. Bell going to bat for the Knights, four-hitter. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Where's number 18 this year? Or 16 a year ago at first base for the Knights. Drew a walk. That's Evan Genehart with a pretty good lead there. Working out a set. There's the pitch from Gurley. Going to get by the catcher. Goes outside. Difficult catch. That's going to be a wild pitch off the hand of Dane Gurley. So Evan Genehart moves over to second base. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell going to step back in. So Knights have a runner at second base here in the top of the first. Two out, one ball, no strikes to T.J. Bell. Working out a stretch, now a set. Gurley checks second base. Hovering right there is Kyvan Hill. Here's the pitch. Outside edge, and that was outside. One ball, one strike. That plate just grew to about 28 inches. Peering in, looking at signals. Dane Gurley. Working out a stretch. Check second base. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Hill holding him on. Here comes the 1-1. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss. T.J. Bell taking his cut right there on what would have been strike number one. Second pitch was called strike outside. So peering in, looking at signals once again, checking second base. Out of the stretch, Dane Gurley gets the signal. Now out of the set, 1-2 pitch on the way to T.J. Bell. Here comes the pitch. Inside and tight, ball two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the first inning, nice batting. Four hitter at the plate, T.J. Bell. On deck is Jackson Kane. Working out a stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here comes the 2-2. Drop third strike, going to jog down to first base, going to get him at first base. Sean Martin throws a strike to Tanner Schaefer for out number three. Knights leave one aboard. Knights going to play defensively. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. Covington Trojans going to bat. We'll mention Central Catholic Knights. We'll play defense like this. The pitcher today is Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks, left-handed pitcher, wears number 34. His battery partner, the catcher, is Ryan Schumer. Schumer wears number 7. At first base, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell wears number 18. At second base, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein wearing number 9. At shortstop, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart wears number 24. At third base, it's Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton wears number 11. At left field, it's Jackson King. He wears number 3. In center field, it's Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins wears number 33. And in right field, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox wears number 14. As mentioned, the designated hitter for the Knights wears number 20. Caden Minnick, he's batting in place of number 34, the pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks on the season, 50 and a third innings. 50 and a third innings, we'll mention. That's the same amount of innings that Dane Gerling started the game with. So 50 and a third innings for Keaton Brooks, number 34. This is appearance number 11. This is start number 8 for Keaton Brooks. He's faced 220 batters. He's thrown 729 pitches. He's got a win-loss record of 5 wins, 2 losses. He's allowed 54 hits. He's allowed 29 runs. 21 of those runs were earned. He has walked 11. He has struck out 42. 13 of those 42 strikeouts went down looking. He's got an ERA of 2.921. Keaton Brooks has hit 3 batters along the way. So the Knights are going to put the ball back in the glove of Keaton Brooks. They're jogged back to home plate, Brian Schumer. Knights going to play defense here in the bottom of the first inning. First batter going to step in for the Trojans is Kyvin Hill. Kyvin Hill, right-handed batter, going to step in. First pitch from Brooks, swung on, ground ball. Over Brooks' head, picked up by Mikey Stapleton. He'll throw to first base, get the put out. Mikey Stapleton with some good range at third base. Cuts the ball, throws on the run. There's one out here in the bottom of the first inning. The next batter going to step in for the Trojans. It's going to be number 9, Aiden Rangel. Aiden Rangel, another right-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Swung on, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Knights playing defensively, playing angles to pull the ball. Swung on, foul ball, left side. That's Rangel. Count goes 0-2 to the two-hitter, Aiden Rangel. Aiden Rangel wears number 9. He's a member. We'll double check there. Stepping back in. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Rangel. Outside severely. Ball 1. Might have been a breaking pitch. Might have lost the grip. Count goes 1 ball. 2 strikes. Stepping back in. Going to work from the windup. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Brooks. Swung on. He'll drive one foul down the left field line, down the bullpen area. It's going to be picked up by Jackson Kane. Count will remain 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Aiden Rangel working the count a little bit deeper than maybe Keaton Brooks would have liked. Here comes a 1-2 pitch to Rangel. Swung on and drive one the other way. Foul territory. It's going to float out of play. So another 1-2 pitch on the way. And set back in. Number 9, Rangel. He steps back in now. Here comes the pitch. Back to a curveball. Breaks in there. for a strike, and Rangel will go down with him. With two outs here in the bottom of the first inning, stepping into bat, going to be number 15, Sean Martin. Sean Martin is the catcher for Covington. Here comes first pitch. Swung on, foul tip, and hang around the plate. Schumer picks it up, tosses it back out. Keaton Brooks, same ball. No balls, one strike. Number 15, Sean Martin, the catcher. Working from the windup, here comes the 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike to the three hitter, Sean Martin. Where's number 15? Here comes the wind and the pitch. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Lefty facing a righty. Left-handed pitcher, Keaton Brooks. Right-handed batter, Sean Martin. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Fishing type of pitch. Wasn't nothing doing for Martin. He'll step back in. 2-2 count. Back on the rubber. Both feet on. Timeout. Called in the box there by Martin. Time granted. He'll step back in. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Nice playing Martin to hit the ball the opposite way. He'll take it to shortstop. He'll get the put out right there. And the inning is over. Shortstop line shot right into the glove of Evan Zehart. So at the end of one, there's no score. No score here at Central Catholic High School. Game one today, 11 o'clock game. There'll be another one near the 1 p.m. mark. And the 1 p.m. ball game will feature Riverton Park. They'll be the visiting team. They'll go against Fountain Central, the home team. That game will start about 1 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll talk about Covington. Covington Trojans, they have a school enrollment of 294. Covington Trojans, just two less students than Central Catholic. Covington, as you know, Class 1A, Sectional 54. Their principal is Allison Carfault. The athletic director is Travis Brown. The athletic secretary is Robin Brown. Relation? I don't know. We'll mention Covington High School is located at 1017. That's at 6th Street. That's right there in Covington, Indiana. 47932. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-793-2286. On the web, it's covington.k12.in.us. They wear the collars black and gold. They perform in the Wabash River Conference. In that conference is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, Steger, and South Vermilion. The head coach is Coach Scott Holycross. Working from the windup, first pitch from Gerling, top of the second inning, inside and tight, ball one. Jackson King lifted the bat. Went right by the pectoral muscles. Got out of the way. A lot of folks might have taken that for a hit by pitch. Jackson King, not one of those people. Working from the windup, here comes the 1-0 pitch to Jackson King. He'll foul it back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Top of the second inning. No score. First game today. Memorial Day. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swung on and take a drive foul territory. Left field line. Going to bounce out of play. Got a lot of youngsters here chasing down foul balls. That's always good. One ball, two strikes. Jackson steps back in. Right-handed batter, straightaway stance. Working from the windup. Dane Gerling, here's the pitch. Short off the glove. Going to get by the glove of Sean Martin. Back to the screen, and Dane Gerling having difficulty with that lower curveball. Stepping back in, Jackson Kane, 2-2 count. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes a wind, here's the 2-2. Tie for ball three. Dane Gerling, where's number 23? Jane Gurley, a member of the senior class. He's listed as a pitcher, an outfielder, and a third baseman. Here's the 3-2. Back up the middle. Going to be fielded by a shortstop, Aiden Rangel, to throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with Tanner Schaefer. And there's one out here in the top of the second inning. Pretty good range right there. Pretty good play by Aiden Rangel. Next batter going to step in for the ninth. It's going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing right field in today's ballgame. Step in, right-handed batter. Tyler Fox, 5 doubles on the season. Peering in, looking at the signals out of the windup. Peering in, here comes the wind. First pitch to Fox. Short off the glove. Good block that time. Sean Martin stepping in front of him. So Dane Gurley having a little bit of difficulty with his release point. One ball, no strikes to Fox. We're going to wind up. Here comes the pitch. Sexy swing. We're going to call a strike. Might have been a called strike. It was verbal. So outside and low is the called strike. Count goes 1-1. Turn in, looking at signals. Out of the windup, here's the pitch. Going to put a buzz down. Going to go back to Gurley. He'll field it. He'll throw to first base. He'll get the put out with Tanner Schaefer. So Tyler Fox trying to put a bunt down, pretty much hit it right back to the pitcher, making a good play. Dane Gurley to Tanner Schaefer. There are two outs here in the top of the second inning. Stepping in for the Knights, seven hitter number 9, Hudson Gutwein. He's playing second base. Here's the first pitch, breaking pitch. Didn't get much of a break. Finished high. Ball 1. One ball, no strikes. Hudson Gutwein, right-handed batter. Here comes the second pitch. Swung on, base hit. Going to get it to the grass. Going to go on into left field. Picked up there by Shea Springer. Pretty solid stroke off the bat of Hudson Gutwein. And Gutwein picks up the first hit in the ball game. So Coach Bournet giving signals. Looking at signals. Next batter in the lineup. Going to be Bryn Robbins. He's the 8 hitter. Bryn Robbins playing center field. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. He's got an upside down set. He starts low and finishes high on his set. First pitch outside of ball. So he bottoms out at the top. I guess that's okay. Fellow umpire school doesn't teach it that way. Working out a stretch. Gurley. They'll finish high. Pickoff move back safely is Hudson Gutwein. Schaefer holds a tag on him as he stands up on first base. One ball, no strikes. Number 33, Bryn Robbins in the batter's box. Out of the set. First, here's the pitch. Strike call. Taken off for second base. Safe at second base. Ball came loose. I believe he was going to be safe anyway. Hudson Gutwein on the season picks up stolen base number 4. Gutwein is yet to be thrown out, stealing. One ball, one strike, working from the stretch. Peering over second base, still in the stretch. Now the set position, Bryn Robbins. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Robbins. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runner in scoring position for the Knights. Hudson Gutwein made it to first base with a base hit to left field. Stole second base. 2-1 count now to Bryn Robbins. Here's the pitch. It's right down meridian. Might have been outside half, just below the kneecap. Count goes even at 2-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Dane Gurley. Long pier. He's rolling that baseball in that right hand. If he was to drop that ball, put on the rubber, that'd be a balk. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, base hit to the left field. Going to round third base. Throw comes into the plate, off target. He's crossing the plate with the first run of the ball game. It's Hudson Gutwein. Sean Martin. He tossed that a catcher's helmet out in front, right there in fair territory, and the throw came in. It almost helped Sean Martin. He nearly tripped over his own mask. So runner at second base. Going to be a base hit. He'll take second base on the throw. Working in the batter's box, number 9 hitter, Mikey Stapleton. Where's number 11? Working out of set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, foul back to the screen. Right on time, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton, the only freshman that gets in the lineup to bat, we'll say. Gus Sandberg, a pitching technique. I tell you what, Gus Sandberg, a great pitcher at the freshman level. We're looking to see him bat eventually out of the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Checks his swing. Called strike, outside edge. Mikey Stapleton. As we hear the Covington crowd, they put it there again. Yeah, pretty tough to put it there when you can't reach it. Here comes the 0-2 to Stapleton. He's going to drive one to right field. Coming in to make the catch. Made the catch. Another fine catch in the outfield. He goes forward. Conlon Moore. He prevents another run from scoring. And Covington gets out of the inning, but they gave up one run. Hudson Gutwein made it clear around the bases. Got a base hit and made it around the bases. And after 1.5, Knights won. Covington going to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. We'll mention a little bit more about Covington, the Trojans. They're currently 14 wins, 10 losses, and they have tied one time. Likely ran out of daylight. And we'll mention they finished third in the Wabash River Conference at 10-4. As mentioned, coach is Scott Holycross. And we'll mention averaging on the season, they average 7 runs per ball game. And we'll also mention they average 8.2 hits per ball game. We'll talk a little bit about Central Catholic Knights. Knights have a school enrollment of 296. They're also Class 1A, Sectional 54. And their principal is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. The athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. She is on hand here today. We'll finish that up in a moment. Stepping into bat for Covington is the pitcher. Dane Gerling wears number 23. Right-handed batter, first pitch from Brooks. Swung on, ground ball. Shortstop, backhand, Evan Deanhart. Long, strong arm throw. We're going to pull T.J. Bell off the bag. T.J. not quite in a position to make the tag. Safe at first base is number 23, Dane Gerling. So with nobody out, they're going to send up a left-handed batter. Going to be number 5, the 5 hitter, Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore made that final catch in right field to finish the top of the second. Conlon Moore plays right field. Working from the stretch, now the set. Becomes the pickoff move, first base. Back safely is Gerling. Tag was applied by T.J. Bell. Left-handed pitcher staring right at first base, working out a stretch. Got the signal. Now the set, he'll check first. First pitch on the way. Ground ball. First base. Going to tag first. We're going to try to tag him at second base. Ball came loose. The out was recorded at first base. T.J. Bell took the throw. Stepped on the bag and tried to get the play at second base where they would have to tag him. Ball came loose. Safe at second base is Dane Gerling. So Covington has a runner in scoring position at second base. So one out here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat, 6th hitter, number 28, Connor Wynn. Connor Wynn playing third base for the Trojans. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Right on time, pretty healthy cut. Pretty good sized young man, six hitter. Number 28, Connor Wynn, he'll set back in. A little bit of an open stance, he'll close on the approach. Brooks out of the set. Nobody at second, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball, working that backdoor curveball. Home plate umpire lets that one be called a ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Knight's got one in the top half of the second. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. Schumer with a good frame, but I believe he was calling the strike on the initial pop of the glove. Outside edge, you need about a 40-inch bat to reach that outside edge. Working from the stretch, now the set. There comes the 1-2 pitch. They work it outside, finish low. Backdoor curveball, count goes 2-2. 28, Connor Wynn. The step back in. Dane Gerling is at second base. Got an infield hit. 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll drive it to right field. Tyler Fox has a beat on it. He'll make the catch. There'll be no tag. He'll hit the cutoff. And they'll throw it back in. They'll get it back to Keaton Brooks. Evan Dienhart takes the cut. So two outs. Two outs in the inning. You have a runner at second base. Dane Gerling's going to jog off the field. He'll be the pitcher in the top of the third. So Coach Scott Holycross brings his pitcher off second base. They'll go out there with a courtesy runner. Stepping into bat, 26, Tanner Schaefer. Tanner Schaefer, the seven hitter. Right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Check second a second time. Here's the pitch. High and away, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runner at second base for Covington. They get a crooked lead. I'm going to straighten it up. They're at second base in the baseline. One ball, no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Swung on. Going to pop one. Foul territory. Going to float. Going to actually land in the seats right in front of me. I will mention they were kind. They were kind enough to put a tarp over my head. They've got a keeping the sun off of me. Julia Denhart, what a kind-hearted lady she is. They're going to miss her when she retires at the end of this school year. Pitch comes in. Good block by Schumer. Kept it in front of him. That ball ended up short hopping the glove in that right-handed batter's box right there with Tanner Schaefer. Schaefer may have reached base with a hit by a pitch. He elects not to. Two balls, one strike to Schaefer. Out of the set, here comes the pitch from Brooks. Just comes in high, just above the zone. Three balls, one strike. Tanner Schaefer, the seven hitter. 3-2 count, runner at second base. With two out, you're in the bottom of the second. Pickoff move. And slide back in head first. No throw as he pirouettes. That's Keaton Brooks, no throw at second as he comes off the rubber. So he'll peer in, look at signals once again. Three balls, one strike. Here comes the pitch. Right across the dish, inside half. Strike called. The count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on, ground ball foul, left side out in front of the Covington dugout. On deck for Covington is number 25, Shea Springer. Stepping back in. Another 3-2 pitch on the way from Keaton Brooks. In the batter's box, Tanner Schaefer. Pickoff move, a good throw might have got him. He was going to get back safely. Evan Dienhart hovering, took the throw, no tag. 3-2 count, two outs, working out a stretch. Keaton Brooks out of the set. He'll check second. Here's the 3-2 again. He's going to foul one right side out of play. As another team shows up coming down the boardwalk, going to get ready for their ball game. Their game is scheduled to start at 1 p.m. So steps back in, 3-2 count for the third time. Working out a stretch, now the set. Tanner Schaefer, here comes the pitch. Going to foul this one back out of play. So Tanner Schaefer, fouling off the good. He's fouling off the bad. He's looking for the good. Tanner Schaefer, fourth time at the dish with a 3-2 count. Keaton Brooks out of the stretch. Now the set. The check second. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball down the right field line. Tyler Fox lets that go. He'll pick that up out of the nice dugout. So getting pretty close. Baseball replenishment. Got a foul ball down there in the bullpen area. Down there by the pitcher's rubber. B position umpires says, let's go down and let's pick it up. Could be dangerous. Unlikely, but could be. 3-2 once again. 3-2 for the fifth time. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll hit that in fair territory. Right at the right fielder, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox makes the catch. And Covington leads one aboard with a base hit on the infield recorded there by Dane Gerling. So they'll call that a second hit, and we'll mention at the end of two, Knights one. And then in Covington, zero. The Knights are going to bat in the top of the third inning. Going to work right there. So we'll also mention a little bit more about Central Catholic Knights. Central Catholic Knights located right here at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. On the web, lccathletics.com. On Twitter, at @LCC_athletics. The Knights wear the colors navy and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. In the east of that conference is Western, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Lewis Cass. I will mention in football season, start out the season coming up, 23-24, Lewis Cass will move to the Three Rivers Conference. In the West Division of the Hoosier Conference, Central Catholic, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, West Lafayette, and Rensselaer Central. The head coach of the Knights is Mr. Tim Bournet. He's a 1987 Central Catholic Knight graduate. First pitch, top of the third, high for ball one. Caden Minnick batting for the second time in the ballgame. No balls, one strike, he'll set back in. Working from the windup, Dane Gerling. Here's the pitch. Pitch comes in high and tight. Ball two. Caden Minnick on the season. He's played in 25 games. This is number 26 for Minnick. Here comes the pitch. High and outside for ball three. Caden Minnick played appearances. He's been there 79 times. 64 at bats. He's batting .312. He's climbed that average from the mid-200s. Here comes a 3-0. Hit by pitch. He's going to clinch up. He'll turn his back. He'll take it off the middle portion of his back. He'll jog to first base. They're getting duckled from first base coach Ryan Johnson. So Caden Minnick on the season, he has now been hit by pitch four times. On the season, he's at first base right now. Coach Bournet having a conversation right there with Evan Jeanhart outside the batter's box. Umpire wanted to break it up. They adjourn. So stepping in is going to be Evan Jeanhart. He'll bat second time in the ballgame. Evan Jeanhart has played in all 30 games This is 31. Tierney looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set. Dane Gerling first pitch to DeHart. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Evan DeHart himself has been hit by a pitch 6 times on the season. He got 115 plate appearances, 76 at-bats. He's batting 368 in that right-handed batter's box. Here comes the 1-0 pitch as Gerling looks over his right shoulder. Pitch comes in. They call it a strike. Outside edge. This game is going to be a Russian roulette at home plate. I can just see it. Russian roulette in the batter's box. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Pickoff move. First base, back safety. Throw a little bit off target. Tanner Schaefer makes the tag anyway. Safe at first base is Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick getting a modest lead there at first base. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. No pickoff again. Back safely is Minnick. Probably has room for another half a step, maybe a step. Coach Bournet giving signals. Right-handed batter's box, Evan DeHart. 1-1 count. Nobody out. Top of the third. Here's the pitch. They're going to bunt one. Airborne out in front of the plate. Catch is made by the catcher. And back at first base on the caught baseball. Nice effort. And good catch by Sean Martin. He had to dive forward to make that play. So Evan DeHart wanted to know, did the catcher really catch the baseball? The first base umpire said, yes, he did. And it was a good catch. A real good catch, by the way. That's one out. Stepping in, Ryan Schumer. Working out a stretch. Dane Gerling now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. No pickoff move again. Caden Minnick back safely. Head first at first base. So Ryan Schumer looking for his first pitch, working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch, a bit tall, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Gerling licks the fingers off the back of the hill and steps back on. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch to Schumer. Breaking pitch, finishes low. Ball two. Ryan Schumer looking for something in his wheelhouse. He's taken him over the scoreboard twice that I remember. Once this year, once last year. He's got 5 home runs this season. The senior class member. Here comes the pickoff move, first base. No tag applied, throws a little bit off target. Back safely anyway is Caden Minnick. Ryan Schumer at the back of that box. 2 balls, no strikes. Here comes the pitch. He'll take it the other way and go foul. Left side, going to float out of play. Giving it a good effort there was Connor Wynn, third baseman. Count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Signals given. Coach Bournet, signals given. Third base dugout. Head coach Scott Holycross working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-1 pitch to Schumer. The takeoff for second base, Caden Minnick throws off target. Ball comes loose. Might have gotten Caden Minnick. Refilled with that baseball, left of the bag, had to bring it clear across to put the tag on Minnick. But by the time that happened, he must have hit it on the base. That jarred the ball loose. Caden Minnick is safe at second. Caden Minnick reaches second base. Caden Minnick has 5 stolen bases on the season. He's been thrown out twice. Working out of stretch, peering in, looking at signals, looks at second base. Still out of stretch, looks at second base. Now the set, 3-1 pitch on the way to Ryan Schumer. There comes the pitch. You're going to pop one up on the infield. Be called for by third baseman. and making the Texas counter win, and that ball was just fair as the home plate umpire signals fair territory. That ball would have landed just inside the line on the infield. So there's two outs. Knight still one aboard at second base. Cade Minnick was hit by pitch with ball four. He's at first. He went to first base. He stole second. Well, Mitchie's stepping in. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter. Clearing out a stretch now. Still looking second base now out of the set. Here comes the pitch to Bell. First pitch, second at bat. Full cut, foul ball. Got the dirt, came back up, got him on the leg, foul ball. Got him in the batter's box. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Just step back in. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter's box. Cade Minnick at second base. They are hovering the middle infielders. Try to hold him on. They're not going to hold him on. Here comes the pitch to T.J. Bell. Bell might step out. He'll step off the bat. Dane Gerling. That's a long set. A long set position. T.J. Bell had the option to call time. He elected not to. Dane Gerling steps off the bat after the long set. No balls, one strike to Bell. Two outs. Top of the third inning. Pickoff move. Second base. Backhead first. Safe is Cade Minnick. That throw came in right over the top of Cade Minnick's head. That throw was taken by shortstop Aiden Rangel. So they're going to hover again, both middle infielders. That opens up a hole there at second base. He's going to drive one. Foul territory, right side. He's going to float out of play. Count goes 0-2 to T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell on the season, he's played in 28 ball games. 93 plate appearances, 72 at-bats. He's batting .278, right-handed batter's box. He's got an on-base percentage of .429. He's got 20 hits on the season. He had 23 RBI. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Take it back up the middle, right at the center fielder. Solid stroke right there to Keenan Moore. Keenan Moore makes the play in center field. And I imagine T.J. Bell pretty disappointed. That was a solid rope shot to center field. So the Knights leave one aboard. They come up with no runs. And they come up with no hits. Well, Mitchell, we'll go to the bottom of the third inning. And we'll finish this up. Central Catholic Knights head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. 19 wins, 11 losses. They finished 8-1 in the Hoosier Conference West. They finished in second place. Well, Mitchell, Central Catholic Knights, they average 7.2 runs per ball game. They average 7.5 hits per ball game. So that's pretty close right there with Covington. And we'll mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Cheeks Company, real estate agent, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message 317-513-4086. Again, that's 317-513-4086. Stepping in, going to bat first here in the bottom of the third inning is number 25, Shea Springer. Let's take a first pitch, foul ball. Left side, count goes 0-1. Shea Springer is the eighth hitter. Shea Springer playing a good left field position. Came on, made a good catch earlier in the ball game. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike, right-handed batter. Shea Springer. There comes the wind and the pitch from Brooks. Swung on, foul ball. The foul ball got him in the box. So count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, Shea Springer. Batting here in the bottom of the third inning. So Fountain Central, they're going to look at some baseball right here. Swung on, going to go shortstop. Going to be a one-hop to Evan Deanhart. He throw a strong arm across the diamond. He's going to be safe at first base. That was a banger. They call that a banger. That's a bang-bang play. And the first base umpire made the call right now. So safe at first base, base hit on the scoreboard for Shea Springer. Two base hits each in the ballgame. We're in the bottom of the third. Knights in front. They got one in the top of the second inning. Peering in signals. Now out of the stretch. Here's a set. Pitch comes in. Ground ball. Base hit. Going to get between third baseman and shortstop. Mikey Staples has a solid shot on the ground. Goes into left field. Jackson Kane tosses it in. There are two aboard for the Covington Trojans here in the bottom of the third. Stepping in once again is the one hitter, Kyvin Hill. Kyvin Hill going to step in. Where's number four? He's played in 18 ball games, 64 plate appearances, 56 at bats. He's batting 357 from that right-handed batter's box. Working out a set, check second base. Here's the pitch. Backdoor curveball breaks in for a strike. No ball, one strike. Nobody out. Signals given. Third base coach Scott Holycross. Not many given. Runners at first and second base. No outs for Covington here in the bottom of the third. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes no balls, two strikes. Scott Holycross telling him just to settle down, step back in. Where's number four? He is a member of the freshman class, batting first for Covington. Here's the pitch. Outside of ball. A little bit of a chaser pitch. He went outside, spread outside to get the pitch. Ryan Schumer stepping back in. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Keaton Brooks now out of the set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. There's one out here in the bottom of the third inning. He'll walk back to the dugout. Kyvin Hill, next batter, going to step in. The two-hitter, Aiden Rangel. Aiden Rangel, right-handed batter, steps in. He's played in 23 ball games. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. Now the set, he'll check second. First pitch to Rangel, he'll square the bunt. They'll put a bunt down, try to get the first baseline. It goes immediately foul. Picked up, foul territory. T.J. Bell tosses it to the Knights dugout. No balls, one strike. One out in the batter's box. Aiden Rangel. Rangel, 87 plate appearances, 68 at-bats. Batting 353 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, I'll take it to right field. Tyler Fox going to veer to his left, makes the catch on the run. He'll throw to the cutoff once again, Evan Deanhart. And Coach Holycross was probably looking for a tag there, according to what his body language is now as I look towards third base, Coach. So no tag at second base. Now there are two outs. Two outs, still two aboard. Next batter going to step in for Covington, going to be number 15, Sean Martin, the catcher. Sean Martin, 92 plate appearances, 72 at-bats. He's batting 431 in that right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, first pitch to Martin. Swung on, foul ball. Count goes 0-1 to Martin. Sean Martin, the three-hitter. Sean Martin is on base percentage is .528. Sean Martin has scored 28 runs on the season. That leads the team. Sean Martin also leads, take that back, he's got 20 RBIs, second on the team. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. Sean Martin got 31 hits on the season. And that does lead the team. Right behind him is Kian Moore. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Be a ground ball. Third base, couldn't field it. Goes into the left field. Jackson Kane. He'll throw to the plate. It's a tie ball game at one. Head first slide. And there's a pickle between third and second base. And Mikey Stapleton makes the tag. And Coach Holy Cross kind of disappointed. And that's a mild understatement that the pickle took place. Because the pickles usually end in and out. So Ryan Schumer runs out there to help the pickle. Runs him back to third base and tosses it to Mikey Stapleton to get the final tag. And it's a tie ball game after three. So three innings in the books. 1-1 ball game. Knights and the Trojans. And I will also mention a little bit about baseball. Top three in Class 1A rankings. These are the top three thus far. We'll mention it. Number one in Class 1A, it's the Bar Reef Vikings. They're 24-3. They finished 7-0 in first place of the Blue Chip Conference. In second place, Tecumseh Braves. Tecumseh Braves, as you know, finished second place last year at Victory Field versus the Knights. Tecumseh Braves, 18 wins, 8 losses on the season. They are finished the Pocket Conference at 8-4. They finished fourth in the Pocket Conference. And at number three this year, final rankings, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights, 19 wins, 11 losses. They finished second in the Hoosier Conference at 18-1. So stepping in the bat for the Knights is going to be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane going to bat for his second time. 1-1 ball game, top of the fourth inning. So running out there, Shea Springer runs out into left field. He's ready to go. Shea Springer came in, head first slide. Scored the only run thus far for the Trojans. Working out a windup. Dane Gerling peering in, looking at signals. He'll begin the windup. Here comes the pitch to Jackson Kane. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Jackson Kane, he's played in all 30 games. 103 plate appearances, 84 at-bats. Batting .321. Here's the pitch. You're going to float one. Foul territory down left field, giving it a good look. Diving effort, couldn't come up with it. That was Conlon Moore, and that was a heck of an effort. Ball ends up down near the bullpen. Chase that one down out of the nice dugout. So count goes 0-2 to the left fielder, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane will step back in on base percentage of .410. He's got 27 hits. On the season, he's got one home run. That wind today, 6 to 12 mile per hour out of the northeast. So the wind, not a big factor for today's ball game. Stepping back in after timeout granted. Step back in, Jackson Kane. Out of the windup, here comes the 0-2 pitch. Gonna foul one right side back to the screen. Gonna be a tip glove, evidently. Jackson Kane gonna tip the glove of the catcher. The foul ball to the screen, and a tip glove catcher Sean Martin reaching out a bit too much, and Jackson Kane gets an automatic base. I believe that's what happened. Foul ball went to the screen. Home plate umpire immediately awarded first base to Jackson Kane. So nobody out. Top of the fourth. stepping into bat second time. It's Tyler Fox. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch to Fox. He's put a bunt down third base line. It's a good bunt. Played by the third baseman, he'll get the out. Connor Wynn came in, fielded the bunt, threw a strike to first base. Tanner Schaefer and Tyler Fox, mission accomplished, moves Jackson Kane to second base. So Hudson Gutwein going to step in to bat for the Knights. Gutwein batting in the seventh position, playing second base for the Knights in this ballgame. Runner at second base is Jackson Kane. Working out a stretch, now the set, Dane Gerling. Hudson Gutwein calls time in the box. Long time to wait for a pitch. Long time to set and wait for that pitch. Timeout granted to Hudson Gutwein. Working from the stretch, now the set. Hovering second base, Hayden Rangel, the pitch comes in. High and tight for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. Knights have one aboard. Jackson Kane is at second base. Working out a stretch, now the set. So check set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, he'll pop one to center field. He'll have to come in to make the catch. He's going to get underneath it. He'll catch it in shallow center field. That's number two. Kean. So there are two outs. Nice catch, center field. Kean Moore had to come in considerably to make that catch. Stepping in the back of the Knights, 33, Bryn Robbins. Runner still at second base with two outs. Out of the set, he'll check second. Here's the pitch. Outside edge. Swing and a miss. Count goes 0-1. Bryn Robbins got to take that pitch the other way. Bryn Robbins, a junior class member. He pitched in game one versus Attica, and he got the win. Taken off for third base. Throw going to be made. They're going to get out at third base. Jackson King hits for slide. Nice throw. Catcher Sean Martin might have had some batter interference. I think Bryn Robbins was still the mouse. No interference call. And then Bryn Robbins will bat first in the top of the fifth. So the Knights leave no runs on base. They come up with no runs in the top of the fourth. The Knights are back out to play defense in the bottom of the fourth after 3.5. Still a 1-1 ball game. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment. Reynolds Farm Equipment, since 1955. They're located 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. That's rural Atlanta, right out there on 31. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com. And inside Reynolds Farm Equipment is Titus Bakery and Deli. We'll mention the hours of operations, Titus Bakery and Deli, on Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment, their hours of operation, on Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, they're open 7:30 to 12 noon. They're closed on Sunday, and they are closed today, I'm quite certain. On Memorial Day, thank you to our veterans. First pitch comes in. Mikey Stapleton tried to put a glove on it. Tore off the glove, line drive rope off the grass, and safe at first base as the ball goes into left field. The base hit off the bat right there. Number 23, the pitcher, helping himself. Dane Gerling is at first base. He's been on base twice. 2 for 2 in the ballgame. Stepping into bat. Number 5, Conlon Moore, right fielder. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Outside of ball. Good short hop block. Outside the the right-handed batter's box right there, Ryan Schumer with a good play. So peering in, looking at signals once again. Working out a set. Check first base. Here comes the second pitch. Right across the dish. Strike called. One ball, one strike. Tom Lemore wears number 5. He's played in 20 ball games. 76 played appearances. 57 at-bats. Like a foul ball just out of reach at first base as he backs up in foul territory. T.J. Bell. Count goes 1-2. Conlon Moore going to step back in. One ball, two strikes. Got a batting average of .386 on base percentage, .526. He's got 11 RBI. He has 22 hits on the season. Left-handed batter. One ball, two strikes. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So he'll go down swinging. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in, second time, sixth hitter. Number 28, Connor Wynn. Connor Wynn made a good play there in the top half on that bunt. Fielded it and threw to first base. Got the put out with Tanner Schaefer. Working out a stretch, now the set. Checks first base, first pitch to Wynn. He's going to pop one foul territory right side. T.J. Bell giving it a look. He's going to end up foul territory out of play. Good effort. I'll mention they have some good area. They have some pretty good sized foul territory here at Central Catholic High School. And I'll mention back in 2019, Dick Field was chosen as the best high school field in the nation. It's a pretty good compliment. Working out a stretch and out a set. Comes the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base. They'll play him at second base. They'll get the put out at first base. And it started up at third base. Mikey Stapleton to Hudson Gutwine and over to first base, T.J. Bell. Knights get out of the inning with a double play ball. So the Knights going to bat in the top of the fifth inning. Still a 1-1 ball game. And we do thank you for tuning in. We thank our support sponsors. Another support sponsor all season long, Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're right there in Sheridan, Indiana. They're right there at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana. 46069. Well, maybe you can dial them up at 317-758-5886. Again, that's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. Again, that safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports. That's Larson and Sons, Target Sports in Sheridan. So they throw one down to second base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. He's going to get a brand new kill. He was in the batter's box when Jackson Kane was thrown out at third base for the final out in the top of the fourth. Stepping in, top of the fifth inning, is going to be Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins wears number 33. He's played in 29 ball games. He's missed one game. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be a ground ball. Third base. Wynn couldn't handle it. They'll go to shortstop. It's going to be a base hit off the bat of Bren Robbins as the throw was made from Aiden Wrangell. And he's safe at first. Infield hit for Robbins. The third hit on the scoreboard for the Knights here in the ballgame. Covington Trojans have 5 hits in the ballgame. Still no errors committed by either team. That's always good. Stepping into bat, once again, is Mikey Stapleton. Out of the set, here's the pitch. He'll put a bunt down. Going to go back to the pitcher. He'll field it. You'll throw Mikey out at first base, but he'll move the runner. Brent Robbins is at second base in scoring position. Mission accomplished right there by the nine hitter. So he's runner at second base. I'm going to step into that. One hitter. Taking Minnie. Working out a stretch. Now a set. First pitch to Minnie. High and outside. Ball one. Wind picking up just a little bit. Right here on the diamond. Especially upstairs. So he'll peer in. Look at second base. Out of stretch. Peer in. Look at signals. Back in the set. Dane Gerling. Second pitch to Minnick. Felt the cut, swing and a miss. So, count goes one ball, one strike. I'm going to step back in. Caden Minnick. Here comes the pitch. Back to a curveball. Lost the grip, stays outside. Ball two. Two balls. One strike. Caden Minnick batting for the third time. He's the leadoff batter in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Inside a ball. 3-1 count. Brent Robbins at second base. Nice to have one out. We're in the top of the fifth inning. It's a 1-1 ballgame. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-1 pitch, the Minnick. Right across the dish, strike called. Count goes full. Three balls, two strikes. Back in the rubber, peering in, looking at signals. Out of a set. 3-2 count, one out. Here comes the pitch. Going to pop one straight back, out of play. Still 3-2. 3-2 count. Caden Minnick looking at signals. Coach Bourdain, not any given. Runner at second base for the Knights is Brent Robbins. He was pushed there from first base with a good bunt. Successful bunt by Mikey Stapleton. Here comes the pitch. He's going to float one. Lines rise rope. Down the right field line. Goes out of play. So Caden Minnick going to stay in the box for 3-2 count. Caden Minnick. Steps back in, batting 312, left-handed batter's box. Here comes the pitch. Going to be a ground ball, second base. Fielded right there, Kyvan Hill. He'll get the put out at first base with Tanner Schaefer. Brent Robbins will move over to third base. So Knights have a runner at third base. Two out, next batter going to step in for the Knights. Senior class member, number 24. Evan Deanhart. Working from the windup, Dane Gerling. Up on the lip of the grass, third base, Connor Wynn. Going to be a ground ball. Shortstop, lost the handle. Going to get by and in the shallow left center field. Trying to make the play there. Shortstop, Aiden Rangel. The run comes in to score. Knights go up by one again. The 2-1 ball game and reaching first base by air. And they call it a hit on the scoreboard. So Evan Deanhart with a hot shot to shortstop and a high hop gets him a base hit on the infield. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. First pitch to Schumer. Inside and tight. Schumer had to get out of the way of that one. Ball one. One ball, no strikes, two out. Evan Deanhart at first base. Knights have one run in here in the top of the fifth. Pickoff move back safely is Evan Deanhart. Tag applied. Safe sign by the A position umpire. If he makes a tag, you really got to give a safe or an out call. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch from Gerling. Low in the dirt. Mishandled it. Safe at second, standing up, is Evan Deanhart. So Gehart in scoring position. Ryan Schumer can hit the long ball. They're looking for a line drive off the bat of Schumer. Three balls, no strike, a step off the back does Dane Gerling. So they're going to put Ryan Schumer on base. They're going to issue him an intentional walk with a 2-0 count. So he'll jog off the diamond. They'll get a pinch runner. It's going to be a courtesy runner. Gavin Buetel going to run at first base for Ryan Schumer. And stepping into bat going to be number 18, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter. T.J. Bell drove one to center field earlier in the ballgame, his first at-bat, I believe. Caught by center fielder Kian Moore. First pitch, outside of ball. One ball, no strikes, two outs. The step back in. T.J. Bell. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of the set. Here comes the pitch. From Gerling to Bell. He's going to pop one up on the infield. Be called for by the second baseman. He'll catch it at the back of the dirt, right there at the lip of the grass. Credit the catch to Kyvin Hill. And the Knights will pick up their glove. They'll play defense in the bottom of the fifth. But the Knights pick up one here in the top half. And at the end of four and a half, Knights 2, Trojans 1. We'll mention a little bit about the Indiana High School state leaders. These are state leaders in baseball. We're going to mention one in each category. In the batting average department, it's Max Clark. Max Clark, he goes to school at Franklin Grizzly Cubs High School. He's batting .656. That's tremendous. He wears number 13. He plays center field. He's 6'1". And he weighs 190. He's a senior class member. He's got 116 plate appearances, 64 at-bats. He has scored 44 runs on the season. He has 33 RBI. He's got 42 hits, nine are doubles, five are triples. He has 6 home runs. That's Max Clark from Franklin Grizzly Cubs High School. And then in the home run department, he's a catcher, third baseman, wears number 18. He's a senior, Sam Bond. Sam Bond goes to East Central Trojans High School. He's played in 26 games, 98 played appearances, 78 at-bats, 38 hits. His batting average is .487. He's got 2 doubles. He does not have a triple. He has 13 home runs. He's got 39 RBI. He has scored 18 runs himself. First pitch, bottom of the fifth. Shortstop, another line shot. Caught by Evan Zienhart. That was a nice poke by Tanner Schaefer. Solid rope right to the glove of shortstop Evan Zienhart. There's one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Next batter going to step in for the Trojans. Number 25, Shea Springer. Shea Springer has the only run thus far for the Trojans. And a foul one back to the screen. A foul ball. No balls, one strike. Number 25, Shea Springer. Shea Springer played appearances 76, 65 at-bats. He's batting .400. Pitch comes in, outside edge, strike called. Looking for that 40-inch bat. Strike comes in. Call strike, I should say. Kemp goes 0-2 to Springer. Working from the windup. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Profile view looks pretty good. That was outside. Forearm frame. Probably not going to get you a strike. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Brooks. Ground ball in the infield. Mikey Stapleton, third base, cleans it. He'll throw across the diamond. They'll get the put out. T.J. Bell at first base. There are two outs. The next batter we'll see in the lineup wears number 2. He's a 9-hitter. Kian Moore. Keyon Moore, left-handed batter. Keyon Moore, 25 games he's played in, 96 plate appearances, 82 at-bats. He's batting .366 on the season. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. First pitch to Moore. Low for ball one. You step back in. Where's number two? That's Keyon Moore. He's a member of the sophomore class. Here comes a wind and the pitch from Brooks. I mean, ground ball, third base. Mikey Stapleton to first base. Couldn't handle it. Ball was in the dirt. Going to be an error on the scoreboard for the Knights. And going to reach base by error is the ninth hitter, Keyon Moore. So with two outs, they'll go back to the top of the order. Covington Trojans going to send up number four, Tyvin Hill. Tyvin Hill, second baseman. Tyvin Hill on the season. He played in 18 games, 64 plate appearances, 56 at-bats. Working out a stretch, now the set becomes a pitch. The short hop the glove is going to go veer to his far right. Safe at second base. Without a problem is Keyon Moore. The ball came in short off the glove of Schumer. Not a lot he could do about it. It veers to his right severely. With a one ball, no strike count, stepping back in, the one hitter, Tyvin Hill, playing second base in this ball game. Working out a stretch. Now the set, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Probably swung at ball two. Count goes 1-1. Number four, Tyvin Hill, batting .357 in that right-handed batter's box. .429 on base percentage. Working out a stretch, now the set. Keaton Brooks checks second. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Mikey Stapleton fields it. He throws a high over the top of the head of T.J. Bell. It goes back to the foul fence behind first base. And coming in to score from second base is number two, Keyon Moore. And we have a tie ball game once again. So they put the ball back in the glove, Keaton Brooks. Going to be a timeout on the diamond. Coach Bourdain going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Two out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One run in. For Covington, tie ball game at two. We'll mention the state leader in RBI. Presently, state of Indiana is Josh Adamczewski. Adamczewski, we'll mention, is from Lake Central High School, Lake Central Indians. He played in 28 games. He got 118 plate appearances, 80 official at-bats. He's batting .488 for an average. He scored 47 runs. He's got 47 RBI on the season. He got 39 hits, 13 doubles, 5 triples, and 7 home runs. So that's Josh Adamczewski from Lake Central. He leads the state in RBI with 47. Working from a stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing, and a foul ball back to the screen. Aiden Rangel. In the batter's box, where's number nine? Plays shortstop. Aiden Rangel, an 0-1 count. Stepping back in the rubber, Keaton Brooks. Runner at second base for the Trojans. Working out a set, here comes the pitch. Inside and low, ball one. One ball, one strike. Aiden Rangel, splitting 23 games. 87 plate appearances, 68 at-bats, batting .353 in that right-handed batter's box. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Swung on, he'll lift it to center field. It's going to be called for in right field. Tyler Fox makes the easy grab, but not before. Trojans pick up one, and they pick up one unearned. The 2-2 ball game. Knights are going to bat. In the top of the sixth inning. Top of the sixth inning. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign production, a business with a good sign, is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising, large format signage. Vehicle graphics and lettering. Banners and window lettering. A sign production since 1985. Sign production, you can reach them by cellular phone or by text message. 317-946-2424. Gonna throw one down to second base. Dane, still on the hill. That's Dane Gerling. Gonna throw to second base. Right there off the hand of Sean Martin. The step into bat is gonna be Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane, the manager, that batting position right there. He likes to drag the dirt over. He's gonna let him know who the batting order is. Coach Scott Holycross comes out of the dugout to let Dane Gerling know that they're batting the fifth hitter in the lineup. And that's Jackson Kane. Out of the windup, first pitch to Jackson. Breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away. Strike call. No balls, one strike. Looking to wind up once again. Dane Gerling, second pitch to Jackson. He'll take a base hit. Let's see if he'll go to second base caught. Didn't get enough of it. Backing up a couple of steps in the grass, making the catch is Kyvin Hill for the first out on the Knights here in the top of the sixth. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. It's going to be number 14, Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox playing a good right field in the ballgame. He's played in 25 games. Tyler Fox, 71 plate appearances, 59 at-bats. To go ground ball. Between third and shortstop, it's going to be a base hit. Good effort at shortstop by Aiden Rangel. That's going to be an infield hit off the bat of Tyler Fox. So Tyler Fox gets himself aboard with one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for Central Catholic. Going to be number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, last time at the plate, went right there to third base. A rocket shot goes into left field. And coming off the pitcher's rubber there, Dane Gerling, talking to third baseman Connor Wynn to let him know where Hudson Gutwein hits the ball. Working out a stretch, now the set. Runner at first base, Tyler Fox, first pitch to Gutwein, high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. He'll step back in. Hudson Gutwein. Peering in, looking at signals. Dane Gerling out of the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 1-0 pitch after the pickoff. Nonchalant toss over to Tanner Schaefer. No tag applied. Back safely is Fox. So they're playing Hudson Gutwein to hit the ball, trying to get him to hit the ball, pull it to the left side. Pitch comes in off the dirt. They're going to throw to second base anyway. Martin, head first slide, safe at second base is Tyler Fox. Tyler Fox on the season picks up stolen base number 4. So Fox at second base. One out. Hudson Gutwein, a 2-0 count. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Sean Martin trying to do the best he can to frame the baseball. A forearm frame is not going to get you much unless the umpire is just being nice. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. High for ball 4, a 4-pitch walk issued to Hudson Gutwein. Stepping into bat. Last time at the plate, got a base hit. Bren Robbins going to step in once again. Runners at first and second base with one out. Signals given. Coach Tim Bourdonnais at third base. Stepping in, Bren Robbins. Bren Robbins played in 29 games. Out of the set, here comes the first pitch to Robbins. Above the zone, ball 1. 33, Bren Robbins. 94 plate appearances, 76 at-bats. He's batting .250. .359 on base percentage. Working out a set, check second base. Here comes a pickoff move, a step off the back. A 1-0 count, Brent Robbins took step back in. Brent Robbins now has 20 hits on the season. 13 singles, 3 doubles, 1 triple, and 2 home runs. Out of the set, here comes the pitch to Brent. Foul back to the screen. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brent Robbins has 12 RBI on the season. He has scored 18 runs. He's walked 12 times. He's got 42 quality at-bats. 42 quality at-bats and 76 at-bats. Out of the set, here comes the 1-1 pitch. Ground ball. Third base couldn't make the play. It goes into left field. Rounding third base. The slide into home. No tag applied. Tyler Fox scores from second base. And Brent Robbins with an RBI. 1 ball, 1 strike, takes it to the left field on the ground. Connor Wynn in a catcher's position there, a little bit disappointed. Stepping into bat, it's going to be the 9 hitter, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton swinging a good bat. 2 aboard, first and second base for the Knights with 1 out. 1 run in, working out a stretch, now the stat, check second base. First pitch to Stapleton. The drive one, left side, foul territory, out of play. Got a lot of it. If that had been a fair ball, might have been caught in left field by Shea Springer. So Mikey Stapleton going to step back in. He got around on that one in a hurry. No balls, 1 strike, out of the set. Here comes the pitch from Gerling. Breaking pitch, didn't break much, stayed high, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Working from the stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Catcher, Sean Martin, now out of the set, check second base. Here comes the pitch. Float 1, right side, foul territory. Giving it a look, a little bit of a chase, Tanner Schaefer. He gives up on it. They'll chase that one out of the dugout. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 1 out. Pretty good atmosphere right here. They're cooking hamburgers and hot dogs. You can smell them from here. Working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-2 to Stapleton. He'll take a right back up the middle. Going to bounce in there. Center field. Key and Moore. It's going to be a base hit off the bat. Of Mikey Stapleton. Had to kind of hold up there from second base. Go about halfway. Couldn't really run on the batted ball because it looked like it might have been caught by Kian Moore. So the bases are now loaded for the Knights with 1 out. Coach is going to walk out. Going to talk with his infield. Covington Trojans. Going to talk it over right here with 1 out. Top of the 6th inning, 1 run in for the Knights. It's a 3-2 ball game. Winner of this game will play later tonight. It'll be a 7:30 start time for the championship game of sectional 54. And later here in just a little bit. Definitely not going to start at 1 p.m. Probably close. We'll find out where it's going to start. This game might go extras. We don't know. Well, home plate umpire going to walk out and break up the meeting. But the pitch is rubber. And we'll mention game 2 today. Both teams are here. Riverton Park will be the visiting team. They'll go against Fountain Central. So that'll be the Mustangs scheduled to start at 1 o'clock. But more than likely will not start. So maybe closer to 2 o'clock. After they get the field manicured and spray it down once again for low dirt. So the infield is in, 1 out. First, second, short, and third in on the grass. Stepping in, Caden Minnick. Here comes the pitch. High for ball 1. Cade Minnick, left-handed batter's box. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looks at signals from Coach Bordnick. I've said it before, Cade Minnick has a tremendous eye at the plate. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of a windup. He can step off the back. Steps off the back. Pitcher Dane Gurley going to talk with third baseman Connor Wynn. Connor Wynn is about 3 steps in on the grass at third base. Here comes the pitch to Minnick. Inside, ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Central Catholic Knights knows what this feels like defensively. They did the same thing against South Central in the seventh inning at LaPorte last year. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, foul, right side. 2 balls, 1 strike. At third base, doing the base running, Hudson Gutwein. They do tell you to go back and tag the base after a foul ball, but there is no penalty for it. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Minnick. Hit by pitch. Second time in the ball game, about the second time in that position, right there in that middle of the back. Cade Minnick has taken two off the back right there, and a run comes in to score from third base. That's Hudson Gutwein. Coach, Covington coach, going to walk out again. Going to talk with his infield. He might be asking for the baseball. He's going to pull in the right fielder, Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore going to come in from right field, likely going to do the pitching. Conlon Moore wears number 5. He's got 21 and a third innings under his belt. Coach having conversation there with Dane Gerling, number 23. Base is still loaded. 2 runs in here in the sixth, a 4-2 ball game. Sean Martin might have got him a swig of water. He's back out. Going to take some warm-up tosses. And probably changing a glove there. It's going to be number 5. He comes in from right field. A nice hand clap for Dane Gerling from the Covington Trojans faithful and all across around the diamond, Knights included. So left-handed pitcher in the ballgame. Where's number 5, Conlon Moore? Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be Evan Deanhart. Left-handed pitcher, Conlon Moore, as mentioned, 21 in the third innings. Under his belt this season, he got an ERA of 2.62. This is appearance number 8. He's got a win-loss record of 1 win, 2 losses. He's allowed 21 hits on the season. 13 runs, 8 of those runs were earned. He has walked 17. He has struck out 37. He has faced 103 batters. So he's getting his final one-up tosses right here. Knights have bases loaded with 1 out. Next batter in the lineup, as mentioned, going to be Evan Deanhart for the Knights. So they get some knuckles right there. Infielders. Along with number 5, Conlon Moore. Conlon Moore, a senior class member. He gets briefed by the C position umpire. Lets him know no count on the batter. 1 out, bases loaded. Stepping in for the Knights is Evan Deanhart. Jogging back to second base is Mikey Stapleton. So working from the left arm slot here is Connor Moore. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out of the stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch. Outside. Call the strike. They're going to give away a strike. Evan Deanhart allows it to be given away. So no balls, 1 strike. That's a called strike. For some reason. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. I'm going to drive to the left field. Going to be tagged at third base. Brent Robbins going to fake the tag. Throw comes in and off target. There are 2 out. and Evan Jeanhart flies out to the left field. Next batter going to step in is going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, left-handed batter's box. Let's step here. So he'll step in with two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out the set. First pitch to Schumer. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Lefty facing a lefty. Ryan Schumer steps back in. Schumer, the three hitter for the Knights. Bases loaded. Two outs. Top of the sixth. Gonna drive one. Base hit to left field, to right field. Gonna score one. Gonna score a second run. Brent Robbins in to score. And number 11, Mikey Stapleton in to score. And it's gonna be a two RBI single for Ryan Schumer. He'll take second base on the throw. So Schumer's gonna jog off the diamond. Out to do the running for Schumer is number 17, Gavin Beattell. Knights have four runs in here in the top of the sixth. Stepping back in the rubber. Conlon Moore, number 5, peers in, looks at signals. Runners at second and third base. T.J. Bell, the batter. Full swing, going to be a foul ball down the third baseline. Just foul for strike one. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell going to walk back to pick up the baseball bat. He's going to be handed the bat by Sean Martin. And good sportsmanship all the way around. So no balls, one strike, two outs. T.J. Bell going to step back in. Played center on the football team. Played defensive end on the defense. Where it's number 53. Pitch comes in, short off the glove, kept it in front of him. Nice play by Sean Martin to save that run coming in from third base. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Knights have four runs in. 6-2 ball game. Working from the stretch, now the set. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Healthy cut, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. T.J. Bell's going to step back in. Stepping in the rubber. Conlon Moore came in from right field to take over here in the top of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So the Knights are out of the inning. They leave two aboard. Knights come up with four runs, top of the sixth, at the end of five and a half. Central Catholic Knights, 6. Covington Trojans, 2. We'll also mention this game is being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. PutMeInSports since 2008. Happy to support education-based athletics. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils basketball. Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies basketball. And baseball each spring. Central Catholic Knights baseball. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. Let's throw one down to second base. Bottom of the sixth inning, stepping into bat. First bat in the bottom of the sixth for Covington. Going to be number 15, Sean Martin. Sean Martin does the pitching. He's going to step in. It's a bat here in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Knights are going to put the ball back in the glove of Keaton Brooks. Right-handed batter, Sean Martin. Sean Martin has played in 24 games, 92 plate appearances, 72 at-bats. He's batting 431 .528 on base percentage. He scored 28 runs. He got 31 hits. Let's take a first pitch strike. It was 0-1 count to Martin. Right-handed batter facing the lefty, Keaton Brooks. Here's the pitch. They put the bunt down, first baseline, try for it. Probably would have been a base hit if he got that inside the line. It ends up foul back to the screen. Count goes 0-2 to the catcher. He's the three hitter. Number 15, Sean Martin. Count goes no balls, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of the stretch, out of the windup, I should say. Pitch comes in outside of ball. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, out of the windup. Both feet on the rubber. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swing a miss, drop third. Stepping to the inside. Ryan Schumer throws a strike to T.J. Bell. There's one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in. Still in the lineup. He's the four hitter. Number 23, Dane Gerling. Dane Gerling was the pitcher of record. Gives way coming in from right field on the pitching now for the Trojans. Conlon Moore. Right-handed batter. Dane Gerling, first pitch. Outside of ball. Dane Gerling played in 25 games, 96 plate appearances, 79 at-bats. He's batting .304. Right-handed batter's box, .396 on-base percentage. Pitch comes in low for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Dane Gerling, he scored 12 runs. He got 22 RBI. He got 24 hits. Six are doubles. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball foul, right side. Count goes 2-2. I take that back. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike, one out. Stepping back in, Dane Gerling. Back on the rubber, working from the windup, Keaton Brooks. Here comes the 2-1. Ground ball back up the middle, base hit. Keaton Brooks had to get out of the way. Keaton Brooks knows what that, he knows what that is about. Keaton Brooks is last out and he got the glove knocked off of that left hand. I take that back. His right hand, because he's a lefty. Got the glove knocked right off of his hand. Good thing he hit the glove. Another shot up the middle there. Dane Gerling is aboard with one out. Stepping in the back, Conlon Moore. Here comes the pitch. Outside, good block. Ryan Schumer, count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Conlon Moore, where's number five? He's played in 20 ball games. He's batting .386 in that left-handed batter's box. Here's the pitch. Gonna foul one straight back. Count goes 1-1. Number five, Conlon Moore. 76 plate appearances, 57 at-bats. .526 on base percentage. You got 11 RBI. You got 22 hits. Out of the set, here's the pitch from Brooks. Outside of ball. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Knight's going to send down some bullpen activity. He'll take a lefty down there, get loose. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Outside half, knee high, strike call. Count goes 2-2. That might be the best pitch you'll see. Two balls, two strikes. Brooks, even with the count. Conlon Moore, here's the pitch. Gonna foul one, left side. Gonna give it a good chase. It floats out of play. Mikey Stapleton was there. Jackson Kane gave it a valiant look. Lands out of play, foul ball. Count remains 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Conlon Moore steps back in. Runner at first base. One out. Bottom of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Gonna pop one up. Playable. Called for by Evan Dienhart on the infield. He'll make the catch for the second out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So with two outs, stepping to the plate, number 28, Connor Wynn. Connor Wynn playing third base in the ballgame, bats right-handed. Connor Wynn going to step in. This is game number 10 that he's played in. 32 plate appearances, 29 at-bats, 448 on-base percentage. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike from Keaton Brooks. 448 average, he's batting on-base percentage, 500. He got 13 RBI, he has 13 hits. He has one home run. Going to pop one to right field. It's going to give it a good effort. Head first fly, trying to pick it up on the dive. Couldn't get it. Ball ends up safe. And Tyler Fox going to be kind of gimpy there. I'm sure Coach Bourdain taking a look at him. Coach Bourdain taking a look at him. He's okay. Last year postseason, I think it was at La Porte. Coach Bourdain had to walk out, check on his right fielder, Tyler Fox. I think that back, it was not Tyler Fox, Caden Minnick in right field. So Ryan Schumer going to come off the diamond there. He's going to change his gear. Jackson Kane running in from left field. He's going to put the gear on. And Keaton Brooks gets a good hand clap as he jogs off the diamond. Keaton Brooks goes 5 2/3 innings. Gives up 7 hits, 2 runs. And we're going to see number 7. We're going to have 22 go down and do the running for Connor Wynn. 22 going to do the running. That's Nash Martin. Nash Martin, freshman class member. He's listed as an outfielder, a first baseman, and a catcher. So he'll run down and run at first base for Connor Wynn as Connor Wynn gets the base hit to right field. So Ryan Schumer is going to take some one-up tosses. In there to catch for him for the moment is Ben Button. And Ryan Schumer has been behind the dish to this point in the ball game. Coach Bourdain calls him out from behind the catcher's position, take his gear off, see some pitching. And from left field, he pulls in Jackson Kane to do the catching. Jackson Kane currently putting his catcher's gear on. And we'll mention a little bit about Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer on the season has 25 1/3 innings under his belt. He's making appearance number 9. Ryan Schumer has faced 114 batters, 407 pitches he has thrown. He's got a win-loss record of 1 win, 3 losses. He's got 1 save in 1 save opportunity. He's allowed 19 hits on the season. He's allowed 18 runs. 7 of those runs were earned. He has walked 14. He has struck out 24 batters. 8 of those batters went down looking. And Ryan Schumer has an ERA of 1.934. So Ryan Schumer is going to try to close out the ball game. There's 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th inning. 2 runners aboard for the Covington Trojans. Runners at first and third base. And a new batter is going to step in. Home plate umpire is going to convey some messaging over there at the third base dugout. Trying to get everybody's lineup card working on the same page. So they're going to walk back, get ready for baseball once again. 12:49 p.m. Yes, that second game. It'll be more like 2 o'clock. So 2 outs on the diamond. Nice defensively. Ryan Schumer peering in, looking at signals out of the stretch. Runners on the corners. Here comes the first pitch. Breaking pitch high for ball 1. In the batter's box is the 7 hitter, number 26, Tanner Schaefer. Schaefer plays first base for the Trojans. Out of the set, here's the pitch. In the foul 1, right side, out of play. Tanner Schaefer evens the count at 1-1. Outfield, playing straight away. Infield, regular depth. Here comes the pitch. High for ball two. 2-1 count. Ryan Schirmer steps back in the rubber looking at signals from Jackson Kane. Out of the set, here comes a 2-1 pitch. Right across the dish, kneecap high, strike called. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the sixth, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch inside a ball. Count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Out of the set, Schumer. Kickoff move, faked it, stepped off the back. Piranin looking at signals once again. Now out of the set, the 3-2 pitch. Going to foul another one, right side, out of play. A lot of fans over there. They got some lawn chairs. A lot of people standing, watching the ball game. So the runners back at their respective bases. 3-2 count once again. Inside, ball four. I believe so. Double check here, yes. Ball four. Schaefer runs down to first base. And he probably, we'll see if he reaches a runner. Coach Scott Holy Cross. Gonna elect not to use the base runner at first. So runners are on each base, bases loaded. Stepping in, number 25, Shea Springer. Shea Springer having a good offensive game. Backdoor curveball in there for a strike. Springer, count goes 0-1. They're set back, and then he gets a hand clap signal from Coach Scott Holy Cross. Working out a stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Curveball in there again for a strike called. Shea Springer yet to swing the bat. Count goes 0-2. Two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Ryan Schumer out of the set. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. Schumer reached back for some more MPH on that one. Finish high. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes, bases loaded. Shea Springer. Swing and a miss. Caught by Jackson King. Might have been a foul tip, but in the glove of Jackson Kane, the Knights get out of a jam and give up no runs in the bottom of the sixth. Knights are going to bat in the top of the seventh. After six complete, Knights six, Trojans two. And we do thank you for tuning in. And I will mention what's happening in Class 1A, Sectional 53. This is what has happened so far in that sectional. That sectional is being played at Tri-County High School. That's in Walcott, Indiana. Right there on Wednesday, the 24th, they had two ball games. Rossville and South Newton went at it at 5:30. Rossville got the win 18-3. And the second game that evening, 7:30 started on the 24th, Frontier and Tri-County went at it. Tri-County got the win 10-3. And then they came back on Friday. They came back on Friday the 26th. Had two more games. Rossville and Tri-County in the 5:30 game. Rossville got the win 7-2. And then in the evening ball game on Friday at 7:30, Clinton Central and Faith Christian went at it. Clinton Central 21, Faith Christian 0. And then today, happening pretty soon, they're getting ready to take a first pitch here on the 29th. Rossville Hornets at 12-17, fourth in the Hoosier Heartland Conference, going against Clinton Central at 11-12, at 2-6 in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. They're playing each other for the sectional final. It's going to start here momentarily. First pitch, back to a curveball, maybe a slider, strike called. Let's step back in. Jackson Kane. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Moore. Inside a ball. One ball, one strike. So we're going to step back in. Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Kane. bit tall, a little bit tall, upper part of the zone. Hard to get a hand over fist strike zone there. Count goes one and two. Here comes the pitch from Moore. Pops the glove, kept it in front of him, Sean Martin. 2-2 count. Jackson King, sophomore athlete. Jackson King batting 321 in that right-handed batter's box. Here comes the wind and the 2-2. Inside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Nice to have bullpen activity. Here comes a 3-2. High for ball four. So Jackson King going to jog down to first base. Going to do his own base running. As the catcher, we'll see if coach is going to let him run. Could send out a courtesy runner. He'll ask not to. Jackson King putting the sliding mitt on. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights, number 14, Tyler Fox. Steps in, right-handed batter, out of the set. Tomlin Moore. Pitch comes in. Going to get back to the screen. Up the catcher's glove. I think it got the back of the umpire. Caromed on in to the wall behind home plate. And Jackson King ends up at third base. Yeah, the ball came in, hit the umpire. With the first base umpire has to pass along here. So the first base umpire probably talking about that pitch that went off the back of the umpire. I think that's just the crash. When that happens, it's just the ball off the back of the umpire. It went off the glove of Sean Martin. It was a high pitch off the tip of his glove and then off of the umpire's back and back to the screen. They give him a conversation there. They just talked it over. Didn't take long to talk that over. Surprised they even did. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in. Tyler Fox. Stepping back to the rubber. Tomlin Moore. Infield is in on the left side. Here comes the pitch from Moore. Healthy cut, swing a miss. Count goes 1-1 to Tyler Fox. Runner at third base for the Knights is Jackson King. Nobody out. Top of the seventh inning. Infield is all in now. Hit by pitch. Right there inside. He's okay. He's going to jog down to first base. Tyler Fox picks up hit by pitch number 9 on the season. Tyler Fox leads the team with hit by pitches. Tyler Fox picks up number 9. He's at first base. Runners are on the corners for the Knights. Top of the seventh inning. Knights are the visiting team. They're at the top of the bracket. Have to find out what might happen. Should the Knights win, they'd still be at the top of the bracket. But I think they might qualify to have a home team ranking since they've already had two visitors. Squaring the bunt. Hudson Gutwein lets it go by. They'll throw it to second base. Head first slide. Coming into home to score the run. Jackson Kane. As Sean Martin elects to throw to second base. Safe at second. Safe at home. Knights come up with a run here in the top of the seventh. Still nobody out. Hudson Gutwein let the pitch go by. It was a called strike. He'll step back in with an 0-1 count. Hudson Gutwein wears number 9. He'll step back in. Working from a stretch, Tomlin Moore. Out of set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. He'll square again. He'll put a bunt down. They'll throw to first base, and the second baseman not there to cover. So they put a hit on the scoreboard. Nobody there to cover. Safe at first base is Hudson Gutwein, and Gutwein has a multiple hit game. So timeout on the diamond. And they're going to walk out. Coach Scott Holycross is going to talk with his infield. And I will also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Discount Copies. Discount Copies. That's customized notepads, invitations for all occasions, large format printing, black, white, and in color, business cards, carbonless forms, and much, much more. Stop in, meet our staff. Discount Copies. They're open weekdays, 8:30 to 5 p.m. By telephone, you can reach them at 317-773-8783. Again, their number is 317-773-8783 at Discount Copies. They're located at the west edge of Noblesville, next to 32 Bowl, behind Pizza Hut, along State Road 32. Put me in sports plenty glad for Discount Copies, especially during football season. Out of the set, first pitch, inside a ball. They'll throw to second base. They'll try to put the tag on him, and he's safe at second. Hudson Gutwein, throw was just off target, trying to make the play there. Nearly got the play made. Tyvin Hill, second baseman. So I believe they call that a strike. Bren Robbins in the batter's box. Number 33 got himself aboard a couple of times in this game. Here's the pitch. They call a strike, evidently. So it was a ball in the first. We had the 1-1 count. One ball, one strike, and a one ball count when they threw it to second base, trying to get Gutwein. Working out a stretch, now the set. 1-1 pitch. In there for a strike. Count goes 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Colin Moore. Here comes the set. Here comes the pitch. Above the zone, ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Colin Moore, left-handed pitcher. Infield is in. Nobody out. Runners at second and third for the Knights. Out of the set. Here comes the 2-2. Ball low, count goes full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third, coming in from center field. Kean Moore was going to cover second base. He'll retreat back to center field. Out of the set, here comes a 3-2 to Robbins. Going to foul one back out of play. So he'll stay in the box with that 3-2 count. Nobody out. Knights have runners at second and third. They have one run in here in the top of the seventh. Out of the set, here comes a 3-2 again. Low for ball four. So Bren Robbins jogs to first base. Next batter we're going to see is number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Mikey Stapleton swinging a good bat. Playing baseball as a freshman on the varsity. It's got to be fun for him. Right-handed batter, going to step back in. Mikey Stapleton, number 11, has played in 17 games. Mikey Stapleton, 39 plate appearances, 30 at-bats. 257 on base percentage. He'll take a backdoor curveball inside half called strike. So shortstop, Aiden Rangel, he's up on the lip of the grass, pretty close. Working out a set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. A checky swing. It's a called strike. Inside half. Count goes 0-2. On deck is number 20, Caden Minnick for the Knights. Nobody out. 0-2 count to Mikey Stapleton. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. You're going to foul one back out of play. Count remains 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Infield is in. Third base, even with the bag. Working out a stretch, now the set, the 0-2 again. Backdoor curveball, let it go by. Strike three, you'll go down looking. So stepping into bat is going to be Tate Minnick with one out. Knights have runners at second and third base. Left-handed batter, Cade Minnick, left-handed pitcher, Conlon Moore, out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cat, swing and a miss. No ball, one strike. Working back in the rubber, Conlon Moore looking at signals from Sean Martin. Out of the set. Here comes the pitch. Inside of ball, they'll throw it to third base. Going to get a pickle right there, third and home. They're going to get the tag. Tyler Fox coming over to take third base position. Nice to have runners at second and third base. Timeout on the diamond. Nice to have two outs. They did a snap throw to third base. It was well off target. Nice play made there by 25, Shea Springer at third base. By that time, Tyler Fox was caught in the middle. So they tagged Tyler Fox out. The Knights continue with runners at second and third with two outs. Pitch comes in high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Hudson Gutwein is at third base. Mikey Stapleton, take that back out of the set. Runners at second and third. Here's the pitch. Hit by pitch. Cade Minnick did not want that. That was something that everybody probably heard. He turns his back once again. He tells Coach Ryan Johnson he's okay. So he picks up hit by pitch number 5 on the season. So 3 hit by pitch batters here in the ballgame for Covington. Stepping in, Evan Dehart. Here's the pitch. Going to pop one. Center field, right field. Making a call. See if he can get to it. Yes. Nice catch. He came a long way. Kian Moore makes the catch out beyond second base. And the Knights are out of the inning. Knights lead 2 aboard. Knights pick up 1 run here in the top of the 7th. Knights are going to play defense in the bottom half of the 7th inning. We'll go after 6.5 innings. Knights, 7. Trojans, 2. So we'll also mention this game is in parts. Being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. That's FritzandFishers.com since 1983. Fritz and Fishers celebrating year number 40. 40th anniversary for FritzandFishers.com. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. They have 2 Hamilton County locations. 1 is Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. The 2nd location, Fritz in Noblesville. Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville along State Road 32. You can dial them up there at their Noblesville store at 317-773-2232. They have quality used car inventory. You can explore their used car inventory. You can visit them online. You can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, FRITZ. So first batter going to step in. In the left hand of the batter's box. Stepping into bat, number 2, Kian Moore. Kian Moore steps in, batting in the 9th position. Here comes the first pitch from Schumer. Outside, ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals out of the windup. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Infield, regular depth, outfield, playing him to push the ball. Here comes the pitch. Trying to put a bunt down. Going to foul it back to the screen. Count goes 1-2. Kian Moore. Sophomore player steps back in, a 1-2 count. Working the windup, just shake one off. Here comes the pitch from Schumer. Backdoor curveball misses away. Count goes even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brent Robbins moves a little bit more to his right in center field. Swing and a miss. Be a drop third strike. Jackson Kane makes the tag. There's one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be number four, the one hitter for Covington. That's Kyvin Hill. Kyvin Hill plays second base. Kyvin Hill going to step in, batting 357 average on the season. 429 on base percentage. Got 20 hits. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Ryan Schumer came in short release. He went one third in the sixth. Here's a timeout call. They grant time. Schumer was in the windup, but they grant time to step back in. Number four, Kyvin Hill. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. One out, bottom of the seventh inning. First game here today on the diamond. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Number four, Kyvin Hill. Kyvin Hill, a member of the freshman class. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Going to call it a foul ball off the glove of Jackson Kane. Couldn't hold it. So they'll stay in the box with a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Steps back in. Here comes a wind and the 1-2 from Schumer. Backdoor curveball didn't get much break at all. Hit by pitch. A 1-2 count and you hit the batter with the pitch. It doesn't make the pitcher very happy. Doesn't make coach happy. But the pitcher's thinking, we got him two strikes. He doesn't want to hit the batter without question. But he does. Put him on base. Kyvin Hill at first base, stepping in. Aiden Rangel. To take a ground ball, shortstop. They'll go to second base, try to third base, throws off target. They get the out at second base, Kyvin Hill. Evan Dienhart steals it on a bounce. Throws to second base, gets the put out. With Hudson Gutwein, the throw is off target at first base by Gutwein. And the nice, even the error department at two each here in the ballgame. Stepping into bat, number 15, Sean Martin. Catcher position. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, base hit down the line. Be off the glove of Stapleton over by the bullpen. It's a fair ball. And it's going to be a single. Nicely sharp hit ball by three hitters, Sean Martin. Down the left field line. Not a lot. Mikey Stapleton could do about that. We're taking a good play. He did get a glove on it. It caroms over foul territory. Picked up out in left field. At Tyler Fox. Stepping into bat. Number 23, Dane Gerling. He got himself aboard with a base hit earlier. Runners on the corners. Here's the pitch. Going to take one to center field. Coming in to make the catch. Going to be center fielder, Brent Robbins. And that's going to complete the ball game. Final score, Central Catholic Knights 7, Covington Trojans 2. 1:13 p.m. on the wristwatch. My guess, the next game going to start around 2 p.m. We hope you'll come back this evening. This evening, the Knights will play at 7:30. And they will play the winner of this next ball game. This next ball game going to feature Riverton Park and Fountain Central. Riverton Park and Fountain Central. They've got the ping pong ball chosen for themselves, and then they didn't have to play a first round game. They're in the semifinals, and they'll play next about 2 p.m. And putting in sports.com will not cover the next ball game. Put Me In Sports.com will be here for this evening's ball game. We hope you'll tune in. We'll try to get a live feed where you can listen to background noise about 7 p.m. And we'll start talking about 7:30. And the game will start at 7:15. The game will start about 7:30 p.m. tonight. So that'll be Central Catholic going against either Riverton Park or Fountain Central. I'll remind you, Riverton Park, 14 wins, 11 losses, and one tie. Fountain Central, the Mustangs, have 9 wins and 16 losses. But I'm later tonight. It's going to be 7:30 start. Central Catholic Knights right here at 7:30. We'll hope you'll tune in. And we thank my wife back home for sound check. And we appreciate her. Her birthday yesterday. I won't mention her age. But thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.